Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats cross-country team, Spencer Ross, and head football coach, Derek Elmett. The Humboldt cross-country teams hosted the Humboldt Invitational at Joe Sheldon Park on Monday, with the girls' team placing second and the boys' team placing fifth. I caught up with Ross after the meet on Monday.
First, always a great time out here, one of the better courses around the state to compete.
It certainly is. You know, sometimes the kids don't really think that. They just think of the hills and everything, but you know, we've tried to make that a motivating factor this year. As often as we're practicing out here, and you know, we see these hills a lot more than anybody else does, so we have no excuse not to show up and perform, and I really think we did that tonight. Just kind of comparing year-to-year times that I have in front of me here, three out of the four returning girls on our varsity team ran significantly better than they did here last year. And, you know, time-wise, this is such a tough course to compare to a lot of the other places we go, so that's about all we can do is compare year-to-year out here. But very proud of how the girls performed.
They placed second, two top ten. Bryn Malo places third, Aubrey Fisher placing sixth. What are you seeing out of that duo?
You know, I think both of them are gaining some confidence. Bryn's been through this, you know, several years, but she's really kind of taken Aubrey under her wing, and those two show up to every meet that we go to expecting to be in the top 10, and they should. You know, it starts with that mindset, and very proud of how those two girls continue to push each other and continue to try to find ways to improve.
Do you think sky's the limit for that duo?
I do. I think they both truly have a shot to make it, you know, to state, and that'll be, Bryn's already been there a few times, but until we really see where we go and who we're competing against, we just take it, you know, meet by meet, and like I said, continue to find ways to try to improve.
Coach boys placing fifth here, Justin Ash with the top time. What are you seeing out of the boys side?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of got that top three, Jaden, Justin, Henry, who have, you know, consistently been up there towards the front of our pack, kind of pushing each other. And on the boys side, six out of six of our returners finished significantly better time-wise than they did last year. So I think the boys had a really good day of performances. You know, another name that stands out to me is Tyler Carlson. This was his first race of the year, so he ran in JV, but put a pretty good time out there, so I could see him factoring into our varsity lineup going forward, and you know, he's a kid that should be in that top four, so it'll be nice to kind of throw one more person up there that can run with Justin and Jaden and Henry. So good things ahead for the boys.
And Coach, it was a quick turnaround last week, having two meets, Emmitsburg, Clear Lake, two events in 3 days. Mm-hmm. How did you think the week went last week?
You know, we scaled back our training quite a bit. We just wanted kids to be fresh for those three meets in 7 days, today being the culminating one of that group. And I think the kids took care of their bodies as much as they could. We are battling some sickness and some stuffy noses and allergies that come with this time of year, but we haven't really let that slow us down or stop us at all. Continued through. We take our easy days easy, but they've been working hard in the weight room still. And you know, going forward, we're kind of back into this one meet a week for a while, which will be nice. We'll be able to get back to training a little bit, looking at these last few times from these last few meets, and maybe rearrange some of our training groups. So we've got, you know, 4 or 5 days here where we can get a couple good workouts in, and then we're back at it next week. We go to Algona.
And Coach, what are the thoughts going into that Algona meet next week?
That's one where we're going to see quite a few different conference teams. You know, we're starting to see some just kind of spread out amongst all these other meets we've been to, but it'll kind of be nice. I haven't seen the lineup of who will be there, but you can expect all those normal conference foes there, and it'll be really nice to see how we stack up when it's more than just one or two other conference teams.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Humboldt football team opened to Class 3A District 2 play Friday night with a 28-10 road win at Hampton Dumont Cal, improving to 4-1 on the season. I sat down with Elman postgame to discuss the win.
Felt like our kids did a nice job tonight of offensively moving the ball. I mean, we had some really nice drives, especially that first half. All of our scoring drives, I felt like, you know, we kind of picked apart and took what was given to us. Defensively, they came in on the offensive side of the ball with a really good game plan, and they were able to move the ball at times on us, and that's just something, you know, we definitely got to take a look at the film and learn from and get better because of, you know. But overall, it's a district win. It's always great to start the district season with a win, so so to get it here with a North Central Conference opponent, it's always a good thing.
Coach, Valley Davis, I don't want to say his breakout game because it feels like every game he's starting to show us more and more, but big game here, a couple of touchdown catches, was our Subway player of the game, 3-yard catch. What'd you see on that corner of the end zone play to begin things here tonight?
Well, we didn't see anything from our sideline, but it looked like it was kind of a ball that was lofted a little outside, and Valley found a way to get open and catch that ball. That was pretty impressive. You know, that long touchdown that he had where he caught the ball off the guy's helmet, you know, or over the guy's helmet, and took it to the house was pretty awesome too. Valley's playing at a high level right now, and you know, it's I'm real proud of him.
If you're an opposing coach, I mean, how do you prepare for a guy like that? He is able to catch things underneath, or willing to take shots over the middle. He's been very valuable
for
this
team. And he ran every type of route you could, in, out, deep, I mean, across the middle, and he caught every ball and every route. He just has the softest hands too. I mean, when he catches the ball, you don't hear it. It's just soft, you know. And so it was awesome. He had a great night. Cohen found him. Cohen did a nice job of finding receivers, I think, too, all night long.
Pair of touchdowns from your sophomore running backs, Cash McIntyre, Jackson Kirkhoff. What do you think of their play here tonight?
Those guys just both continue to get better week in and week out. So it's awesome to see what they're able to do and what they're, you know, willing to do too. You know, they block a lot too in our offense, and they do a really, really nice job. And, you know, I think both of those guys, as they continue to grow and mature, you know, they're not guys who care about who gets how many carries or whatever. They just both work their tails off and want to do everything they can to make the team successful. And that's why I love seeing them have the success they're having.
You also drew up a couple of different packages here tonight. Jackson Dodd returns back into the lineup. We saw Jackson Flaherty on the offensive side of the ball. What did you see from those guys with Dodd returning, having Flaherty now on both sides?
We looked at our personnel, you know, when we get Dodd back, and it's just an opportunity to get Mason and Keegan off the field, who are awesome on offense. We need them on offense, but we also need them at a high level in the fourth quarter. And we felt like this was the best way, just knowing that we get Dodd back. And Jackson Flaherty is just one of those can-do-anything type kids, too, just like his brother. You know, and we felt like, you know, just being the backup quarterback just wasn't enough for him, so we had to find something. And so getting him on the field a little bit as a slot receiver, and just, you know, we call it a cheetah package, you know, because it's pretty fast. But, you know, we have that in now, that just something that we can get on the field every once in a while to spell those guys and get more guys that make life hard for defenses. Make, you know, it's another thing they have to prepare for now.
Yeah, I like that, the cheetah package. What did you see defensively from the effort tonight?
You know, we just got to hem some things up. We let them get in some long drives, and they just ate clock. It felt like, you know, I think we had one drive in the second quarter and one drive in the first or in the third quarter as well. It you know, like I said, credit to their coaches. They came in with a great game plan, and they worked it and executed it really, really well. I didn't feel like our guys were out of position. They were just maybe getting caught up in the methodical way that Hampton was playing football on the offensive side. And sometimes you get caught up in that, and then they hit you for a big one. And that little halfback pass they run, I mean, that was something I used to do all the time, you know, and it's a great little play if you get guys that you feel like are coming up, and that's what they did. They caught us in one and got a big play and then scored a touchdown a little bit later, and that was their first drive right out of the half. And it just was like, it was crazy because it felt like, you know, we had the ball and then we ended up punting, and then all of a sudden the third quarter was over and we're switching sides, and it was crazy how fast that quarter really flew by. It was a really fast game just because of what Hampton did to really stall out, take time off the clock, you know. So, again, credit to them, their coaches. You know, one thing that we've got to do is we just got to remember, and I told the kids that after the game, like, we can't take anyone for granted ever. Doesn't matter what their record is. Players are going to practice. Coaches are going to coach, and they're going to look for whatever ways, you know, look for whatever they can do, any little thing that they can do to win. And, you know, we've never seen on film that they were stunting D linemen. And then all of a sudden, the first drive, you know, we marched down and scored, but they were crossing their nose and their D-tackle, and they were crossing their D-tackle and their DN, doing a little crisscross game with them, and it threw our guys off. They weren't prepared for it because Hampton had not shown it on film, and you know, so it's just those things that, like, you got to calm your guys down a little bit. You got to see it, and that's what Huddle Sideline gives us the opportunity to take a look, you know, and see what they're doing and pick that up and show the kids then, like, hey, here's a tell. When they're this close, when these two guys are this close, they're probably crisscrossing somewhere, and when these two guys are close, you know, so they didn't use the blitz against us. They didn't try to overload us with pressure. They tried to trick our eyes all night long, and I think that's why, you know, they were able to have some success offensively, defensively because of that. But again, overall, like, I'm really really proud of the way our offense moved the ball. I thought that they did a nice job of taking care of the football. You know, we did have a couple of, you know, bad snap and a bad exchange, but, you know, overall we took care of the ball. We were able to force a couple turnovers as well.
You take this win, you're moving into homecoming week. You spoiled Hampton-Dumont Cal's homecoming. Now going to have your own on Mason-Knox Field against Charles City. What are the early thoughts about this Charles City team who entered the night at 3-1?
I think they have a guy who's got just, it seems like, a ton of rushing yards right now, so it's definitely something we got to get on film and look at and see how we can stop, and just got to get our kids, you know, the whole group in film on Monday, because it's a home JV game too, so we can have our guys that play JV but need to see the film, we can have them in there and just hearing what they need to do in order to help the team and get us in a position to be successful. And again, you know, I think our kids learned tonight you can't take anything for granted. You can't assume anything, and you got to play your tail off for 48 minutes, and we didn't play a full 48 minutes tonight, but I think you have to have those games once in a while so you have the opportunity to learn and grow. And I know our kids will see it on film, and I know they'll take it seriously, they'll take coaching seriously, and they'll get ready to play Charles City.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight in the gauntlet of a district. Thank you, Coach, for joining us, and wish you best of luck coming up next week.
As always, thanks for all you do. Go Cats!
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.